Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It is my goddamn motherfucking dad, Mr. Too Fine Blaustein, in the building. Guys, meet my fucking dad.
Wow, that was a great intro.
Thank
that
you.
Was like a Madison Square Garden.
Very happy right to be here. Extremely Look, happy. And a little nervous.
Don't be nervous.
I'd definitely be nervous. Michael is an interesting boy, but he's a great boy.
He's had his moments over the years, trust me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, like the time that you had to rent an ambulance to take you from Ocean City back to Children's Hospital.
Uh-oh.
That was really a great moment.
What happened there? You rented a hospital? You rented an ambulance?
Hold on, what is this?
Like, is it an Uber?
When you had that meningitis, and we went to the, you know, you had meningitis, so we went to the beach for a week, and the doctor said it was okay. And the day after we get there, I rented the place for a week.
Okay,
so already gave him the money. The first night we were there, Michael like wigs out, you know, through no fault of his own. And we had to get him. And so then we take him to the hospital in Ocean City, Maryland. I had two choices, either treat him there or get him back to Children's Hospital in Washington. Well, how do we get him there? So we had to rent an ambulance. And we took him back on a Sunday afternoon. And anybody who's done beach traffic on a Sunday from Ocean City, Maryland, back to D.C., it is fucking bumper to bumper for 4 hours.
Yeah.
So wait, is meningitis?
I'm
very stupid. Is meningitis? I thought you were messing with it. Meningitis?
No.
Because I was thinking of the Step Brothers when they say, "Oh, Brennan has a mangina." I thought that was up the same alley.
This is serious shit.
Michael has a penis.
So I do have a penis. I do have a penis.
What is meningitis?
Meningitis, very simply, is the lining of your brain swells.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it was a fucking.
Oh, I thought he was talking.
It was serious shit.
Hold on. Do you think that's probably part of the reason? I mean, with the cocaine you fucked on when you made me, but also, do you think it's part of like the my weirdness that the lining of my brain just started to swell?
You know, they say most of the shit that happens with kids comes from their parents, and if that's the case, then you've got bigger problems than meningitis.
Yes, yes, I agree. Okay. Dad?
There you go.
Michael's a question.
Yes, sir.
I got a goddamn question for you. We have so many questions. I just want to dive into this goddamn thing. One of our lovely fans, his name is Janald. He says, "Michael's got a foot thing. What's your thing? What's your kink?"
Oh, what's my... Well, first of all, I have to say, I don't know where you got this foot thing.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I will not cop to being any way, shape, or form responsible for you having a foot thing.
So hold on. You don't like feet at all. When you look at a foot, you're like average.
No, he's normal.
No. I'm when it's got a problem, either like, you know, a bunion or bad nails or something like that, then it could be a negative. But I've never seen feet as a positive thing. I'm looking a little further north than that.
So you've never got a foot job, not one time.
Kneecaps is what he's talking about.
Yeah,
that's
he likes
there you go.
He's looking at
I'm a thigh man.
He's looking at the meningitis.
Thigh guy. Okay, I see you. I'm on that same page right there, thigh guy. So the feet thing. All right. So where do you think that spawned from? Did you have something?
I don't know. I mean, I
did you buy him a lot of sandals growing up, and he was always looking at feet?
You did buy me a bunch of shoes. We were in Foot Locker a lot.
I've always been a shoe guy.
Yeah. So maybe that's what
I don't
from.
Remember ever buying you, you know, sandals or, you know, I mean, I always liked to walk barefoot, but
no,
I think
shit.
I think that's
I you think got, you started it.
Yo, Dad, you got good feet. I've seen your feet. You have great toe symmetry.
I have decent feet. Yeah,
see?
I don't have a camel toe or anything like that, but nope. I never really focused on it.
I have. You got good feet.
Wow. And that means a lot coming from him.
Well, thank you.
That's
but
like
I've seen
LeBron
some of
saying
clips.
You got a good layup. You know, like that means a lot.
So hold on. So we all know I got a foot thing. You don't really know where it came from. So what's your thing, right? Everyone on the show knows I like feet. I like to fuck feet. Feet are great. Like the phalanges, right? Trevor likes the butts. He likes the boobs, like a quote unquote a normal person.
I'm not a boob guy. I am a tush and a leg man.
Tush and dude, yeah, right there with tush. You. Tush
but
and
I'm talking
a leg.
About. I'm talking about. I mean, but I like a tush that was considered a nice tush back in like the 80s.
I love
not
this
like
tush.
The tushes.
Yeah.
The ones that, you know, I like the ones that are like small and taut and with, you know, nice legs coming down with a sort of a separation in there.
Not like the ones you see in music videos. Not the rapper
cheeks.
Not
the ones where you can like, yeah, which you can like put a baby on the back of your tush
or
and it can
French Montana,
ride there.
The rapper said, you can park 10 Tahoes on it. That's a
yeah,
quote.
Exactly. No, that's not my
too many Tahoes.
That's not my thing.
Yeah, you. It's too many. First of all, you got 10 Tahoes. You have to
sell
fire some people.
Yeah,
you got to fire some people.
Yeah. Or use it to get people to the airport or the hospital.
Let's or start like an Uber service.
Yeah,
no fucking
exactly.
Goddamn way. All right, so you don't like big butts. We actually used to not, Dad. We used to not agree on butts. I used to like a bigger tush, as you say. But I've grown to like more of like a volleyball, like field hockey butt.
Volleyball ass is the best ass there
bro,
is.
Bro, thank you.
And like the girl you dated at University of Maryland.
Yeah.
I forget her name.
Yeah, she had a
She was a little
butt.
Bigger. She had a nice, she had a butt. But
nice
she was a nice girl. She was a very nice girl.
She was a very sweet girl.
What happened to
yes.
her?
Broke my foot.
Oh, was that the quarterback girl?
Oh, yeah, it was.
Oh, the quarterback swooped in? Yeah. The quarterback was like, let me get what's on her back, you know?
Yeah. And he fucked. Oh my God, I remember that. That was
Michael.
Yes, sir.
You dump them 5 or 6 times until they get smart, and then dump you, and then you go manic.
No. Well, yeah.
That sounds pretty on brand.
Her was. I didn't want her until she didn't want me, and then once we finally got together, it lasted.
That's
like
how life works.
Why
you always
is
want?
That?
You always want what you can't have.
Absolutely. So annoying.
That was that girl in South Carolina too.
The South Carolina girl is the exact same way. Yeah.
Carolina girl got that good cornbread ass, you know, like that consistency.
She had an ass too. She was Filipino. Yeah, she was a Filipino widow.
Filipino with an ass. That's a wife right there.
She had an ass and tits.
Oh.
Like tits. I was like, hey.
So she had the whole 9 yards?
She had the whole 9 yards, but she was the Crackle Barrel woman, if you remember. We call it the Herp Skirt.
She had too many yards.
She had too many bumps.
Too many speed bumps.
Yeah. It was is this a pussy or a braille?
Well, so let's get into some questions here. I think the favorite one that you said earlier that got passed over very quickly.
Yeah.
There was cocaine involved.
Oh,
We'll start
from the beginning. Right.
Yeah. Before this guy was even on this planet, what's going on?
Well, I'm just going to say that I was under the influence.
No,
and say that it was in the 80s.
Listen,
okay.
I'm not
copping to anything.
We all.
So we're talking Advil, right? Motrin, Tylenol,
Excedrin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Quaalude.
Well, listen. All right, but I mean, let's just say that Michael's mom and I were not doing really well. For about a year or two. So we sort of parked everything in the do not disturb zone. So, you know, and then we were at my parents' house, Michael's grandparents' house for Thanksgiving. And we sort of got nice and buzzed.
Oh boy.
And one thing led to another that night.
You were Mr. Blaustein, Eric, as I will, I don't know.
Yes, please, Eric. Eric's good.
So Eric, you were at your parents' house.
Correct.
When you were with the lady and you conceived Michael there.
In
Correct.
His childhood bed.
That was your childhood bed?
My childhood bed.
And have you seen that room?
Oh, I've seen the room. I've smelled
so
the room.
So you've seen the room that you were conceived in?
Yeah.
Have you slept in that bed?
My mother hasn't changed anything. It's the same thing.
Same
it has,
sheets
it has
and
like,
everything?
Well, thick shag carpeting. I mean, it hasn't changed since 1970.
So you've been at the zone. You've been in the bang zone.
Oh, I've been in the bang zone. I could still smell the semen and the cocaine.
No way.
Yeah.
So being that you were at your parents' house, Eric, were you a little quieter making Michael, or was it just like your normal old bang sesh?
I was never really a yeller.
But usually when you're at a parent's place, you got to like take it down a notch because you're like, I don't want to be too low.
Oh, sure. It was missionary and it lasted
a missionary,
very
babe.
Short.
I'm a missionary.
Hold on.
Baby?
This is the best news about. Wait, so you're a short missionary baby. It was just a little Coke bang, allegedly, an Excedrin bang. So it's just a quick little missionary bang?
Yes.
I think that's why you like feet. I don't know how, but somehow. Well, goddamn, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, just know we drop full-length ad-free episodes every single Friday on our Patreon. That's 4 extra episodes for $5 a month. 4 bonus episodes, $5 a month.
And we have been doing this since October 2019. Yep, motherfucking through Rona. So that is a fuck ton of episodes. Goddamn, go sign up. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go sign up, only $5 a month. God damn.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.